Hello and welcome to Fountain of Life Daily Inspiration. This is Brother Jeff, greeting you in the matchless name of Jesus and hoping and trusting that you are living a life for Him today. I would like us to go to 2 Peter chapter 3, continuing our thoughts from yesterday. We will begin at verse 3 of chapter 3. Knowing this first, that there shall come in the last days scoffers, walking after their own lust, and saying, where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of creation. For this, they willingly are ignorant of that by the word of God, the heavens were of old, and the earth standing out of water, and in the water, whereby the world that then was, being overflowed with water, perished. But the heavens and the earth, which are now, by the same word, are kept in store, reserved unto fire against the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men. But, beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day with the Lord is as a thousand years, and a thousand years is one day. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat, and the earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up. Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of persons ought ye to be in all holy conversation and godliness, looking for and hasting unto the coming of the day of God, wherein the heavens being on fire shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. Nevertheless, we according to his promise look for new heavens and a new earth wherein dwelleth righteousness. Wherefore, beloved, seeing that you look for such things, be diligent that ye may be found of him in peace, without spot and blameless. So our conversation yesterday, our teaching or our inspirational thoughts were focusing on verse 11. Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of persons ought ye to be? What kind of people are we? What kind of people are we supposed to be? Well, if we would go to Romans 12, the most simple and commanding scripture that tells us to not have the mindset of the world, but to have the mind of Christ, where it says, be not conformed to the world, but be transformed by the renewing of our mind. So we are not to be molded and shaped by worldly men, worldly thoughts. We are to be conditioned and instructed and fashioned and formed by the Word of God's influence. The Word of God is the most wonderful thing we have on planet Earth. It says that also as we change our mind and we get the mind of Christ and we meditate upon his word and we filter everything through what would God think about this? How would God want me to respond to this? Then it says because of the destruction that is coming, because of the change that's going to take place, we are to be different kinds of people than we are in sinfulness. And it says that we are to have a focus, as it says in Colossians chapter 3, set your affection on things above. It says that we are to look for the coming of God, the coming of Jesus, the end of all things. We are hasting, it says. I mean, we are having an expectation and desire that the day of God would come. Man cannot hasten or hinder the coming of Christ, the coming kingdom, the day of God, or anything else fixed in God's own time. But we're still supposed to focus on it. Me hoping it'll come tomorrow won't make it come any quicker. Me hoping it won't come tomorrow won't make it, you know, slow down. But it tells me in a commandment here in the Word of God in verse 12 that I am to look for, I am to be hasty toward the coming of Jesus. And it also tells us in the book of Hebrews that we should love the appearing of God, that we should look for the appearing of Jesus there. It also tells us that we must endure the end if we're going to be saved. It says that we should watch, and it even says to pray that you would be accounted worthy to escape many of the horrors that are going to happen on planet Earth because of the wrath of God and the Word of God being fulfilled in the last days. So I just want to encourage us with these thoughts. What kind of person should you be? A holy man, it says in verse 11. A holy woman. Your conversation, your life, focused on Jesus, focused on the Word of God, focused on the heavenly. That doesn't leave a lot of room for the junk people are tangled up in and choked by. Oh, that God would help us go to our own funeral, rearrange our lives, and get the priority that Jesus isn't just important, but that he is most important.